Hey, Chev, we're getting closer to the Simcha of Adar. Shabbos Mavarchin Chodesh Adar, Shabbos Shkolim. So we have to start talking about this Yonim. We can't hold back any longer. So we open up a Gemara Megillah, Daf Yod Gimel Mebeis. And all the way in the bottom tells us as follows. Amar Eish Lakish, Galoi V'yadu Avnei Mi Shamar V'haya Oilam. It's known to the Eivishter, Sha'asir Haman Lishko Shkolim Al Yisrael. That Haman HaRasha is going to go and count that shkolim, give a tremendous amount of shkolim to Achashverosh in order to destroy us. Lefichach higdim shaklehem l'shakalav. Therefore, Kadosh Baruch Hu was makdim the shkolim, the machzis hashekel, that we give, that will be makdim refuah l'maka, and will be the tshuva. And that's why this parsha, this Shabbos, we're going to read parsha Shkolim. So the Gemara somehow is telling us that the mitzvah of Shkolim, is the key to Geula from Purim, and is the tshuva necessary to defeat Haman. Now Tosfos already tells us, interesting Tosfos. Gematria de hakesef ola hait remez lo shilah love. Okay, it's very chassidish Tosfos that hakesef is gematria hait, and it's telling us that ultimately through the kesef Haman's going to be hanging from the tree. But what does this mean? How do we understand that? Why is it through giving shkolim is going to be the kapara necessary to defeat Haman? If you open up the Sfas Emes in Parsha Shkolim, just to understand, the Sfas Emes says something that on the surface is very nister, but I think we could all understand. He says, when talking about the Shkolim, that somehow the reason why they're done, Lama ba'adar, why are we giving adar? Vayarshu zman tshuva, kmo elul sof hashana, ki gam nisan b'Rosh Hashanah. Just like elul zman tshuva before Rosh Hashanah, Nisan is another beginning of the year, right? Nisan, as well as the beginning of the year, is also a Rosh Hashanah. L'malachim and other inyanim, and we know the discussion if the world was created, Nisan, that whole discussion. Nisan is also the beginning of the month, and therefore, just like prior to Rosh Hashanah, we had Elul, Adar is a Zman Tshuva. Uba Adar Tshuva Me'ava. But it's Tshuva Me'ava, not Tshuva Me'ira. So what he's telling us is, somehow, the Sfas Emes is saying, and obviously the Derech of Sfas Emes is very nister, it's very hidden in his words, but what he's telling us is that the mitzvah of Shkolim somehow is a mitzvah, is a form of tshuva me'ahava. And therefore it makes sense that tshuva me'ahava defeats Haman. Why is Shkolim tshuva? Giving Shkolim is tshuva? And tshuva me'ahava? So I'll tell you what I want to suggest, Chevra. What's the root of all sin? What's the root of all that we fall in? What's the root of every aver in a certain sense? It's looking to be a taker. It's all about myself. It's all about my pleasure. It's all about my excitement. It's all about what I'm going to gain from it. The opposite of that is being a giver and giving to others and caring for others, ultimately giving to Hashem. Anytime, think about any avera that we've done, it's all about us. When we're doing what's right, we're giving to others, we're giving to the Rabbonu Shalom. The essence of Shkolim is just to give. Shkolim is I'm giving of myself, I'm giving to others, I'm giving to the Beis HaMikdash. When you become a giving person, that's the ultimate tshuva, because that's the essence of all good in this world. And maybe that's what the Sfas Emes said, tshuva me ahava. What's, as Reb Destler famous to say, the root of av is, of love, is hav, to give. It's tshuva of giving. It's tshuva of giving. That's the tshuva of Shkolim, of Parsha Shkolim. And that defeats Haman. And that defeats Amalek. And that defeats the Aryeh Tahara. And that defeats all the Taiva in this world. Bez Hashem is Baruch. We should all be Zoicha through the Helge Shabbos of Shkolim, of Rosh Chodesh, Mavarchim Chodesh Adar. Just focus on giving. All of Purim is Matan Yonim, Shalchmanos. Focus on giving. And through that giving, we'll do all the tshuva we need to be zoichet to Yeshua, and even a bigger Yeshua. Purim was only Akati Avdei Achashver Shanan. will be zeichet the ultimate geula and Yeshua with Mashiach to Kenu b'mehir v'yamin. And hail the Shabbos Kodesh.
Vazam lechal davar.